Startups offer bargains for users' data. As concern increase in Washington about the amount of private data online, and as big sites like Facebook draw criticism that they collect consumers' information in a stealthy manner, many web startups are pursuing a more reciprocal approach, saying, in essence, give us your data and get something in return. The budgeting website Mint.com, for example, displays discount offers from cable companies or banks to users who reveal their personal financial data, including bank and credit card information. The clothing retailer Bluefly could send offers for sunglasses to consumers who disclose that they just bought the swimsuit. And location-based services like Foursquare and Koala ask users to volunteer their location in return for rewards like discounts on Pepsi drinks or Starbucks coffee. These early efforts are predicated on a shift in the relationship between consumer and company, influenced by consumers' willingness to trade data online. The sites are pushing to see how much information people will turn over. People are a lot more willing to give away a lot of stuff as long as it results in some benefits that they value, says Stephen J. Hawk, a marketing professor and director of the J. H. Baker Retailing Initiative at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. New companies including WeShop, Aprigi, Billipi, and Doppler are trying to exploit the data that people seem so willing to give up, somehow even allowing shoppers to set what terms they want, free shipping, half-price discount on only fair trade product. They can also list what they are shopping for, like a gray cashmere sweater under $100, for instance, and let the retailers fight it out for the right to make a sale. The whole privacy debate has grown up around people using your data without your permission, said Anthony Lee, chief executive of WeShop. If you want to use your data to your benefit, that's for you to do, Mr. Lee said. Daniel Soberg, 26 years old, in Manhattan, signed up for Mint as he is completing graduate school in biostatistics last summer. He allowed the site to pull information from his checking account, his credit card, and his student loan account.